The second question for today. My spouse has been out of work since January. We're 15 months since full disclosure, and I've done a lot of work. Still now, that looks like he's found a new job, I feel scared. I don't want him checking in with me. That makes me feel like his mother. But if there is a woman that he's attracted to, or women who approach him for lunch, etc., I'd rather know that he has an exit strategy in place. What do you recommend? So I feel safe when he's at the office around other women. With his previous affair, he said there was not a feeling of attraction to his AP. I don't know if that should make me feel safer or more unsafe. Obviously, it's probably a good idea for you and your husband to put what boundaries you want to have in place while he's at work, and if you work also where you're at work. And I think that couples are wise when they begin to figure out what does it take to maintain safety for them and their relationship. Far too often, people assume monogamy, and they think that things are just going to work out and nothing bad could happen. And I think nothing is farther from the truth. The workplace can be a very dicey place, and especially if someone's already been unfaithful in the workplace, they know that it is a possibility. I would hope the two of you could just sit down, talk about it, and decide if he is attracted to a woman, what's the approach? Do you want him talking to an accountability partner? Would you prefer him bring that information to you? Both of you need to come up with a plan of how does that work in your relationship. I would encourage you to be willing to listen to him, just talk about what's going on. Remember that temptation does not define us. And even if we find somebody attractive, that in no way creates a problem. The problem comes when we begin to act on that particular temptation. And, the fact that he wasn't attracted to his two APs actually bodes well for you, only in the sense that if he's addressing the boundary issues that was creating the problem in the first place, then there's a good chance it's not going to be as much about a compulsion as stupidity, and he certainly, once he has the rules in place, can keep himself safe in the relationship. So that's both of the questions for today, and I want to thank you for joining the call, and just keep those calls coming, and we will have another call in 2 weeks. Thank you.